explain to you what happened there.
Okay. So much to explain.
Uh-huh. You need to get caught up on that one, though. All right, good morning, everybody. I'm going to call the meeting to order with Marie, Daniel, and myself here. Kirby's on vacation, and Jenny's on her way. We're running a little late today. Looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is?
Move.
Motion by Daniel, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? None. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve January 20th, 2021 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the business committee?
Second.
Motion by Marie, seconded by Daniel. All in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to current business, community support fund law amendments. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. The Legislative Operating Committee added the Community Support Fund Law Amendments to its active files list at the beginning of this term in October 2020. So since adding this item to the active files list, the LOC has held 5 work meetings, some of which were held in collaboration with representatives of the Economic Support Services Department. The purpose of the Community Support Fund Law is to assist the greatest number of members of the nation who apply for financial assistance to the fund in times of a catastrophic event, catastrophic illness or injury, or emergency event when no other resources or assistance exist. So on December 2nd, the LOC approved the proposed draft and legislative analysis. On December 16th, the LOC forwarded the Community Support Fund Law amendments to a public comment period to be held open until January 13th, 2021. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the nation's public health state of emergency, the nation's COVID-19 core decision-making team made its March 27th, 2020 declaration titled Supervision of Suspension of Public Meetings Under the Legislative Procedures Act. So this declaration suspended the Legislative Procedures Act requirement to hold a public meeting during the public comment period, but it allowed members of the community to still participate in the legislative process by submitting written comments, questions, data, or input on proposed legislation to the LOC via email during the public comment period. So during the public comment period, one submission of written comments was received. On January 20th, the LOC accepted the public comments and the public comment review memorandum and deferred to a work meeting for further consideration. Then later that same day, the LOC reviewed and considered the written comments. So on page 6 of your packet, you'll see the public comment review memorandum that has been updated to include the LOC's consideration of the public comments that were received. So this document served as a tool for the LOC to use when they reviewed and considered the public comments. So if you look at the memo, it's organized by topic. You'll see after the comment divider in bold, any relevant excerpts from the law. It's followed by the verbatim comment received. Next, you'll see the response section, which is my attorney response to the LOC. And then the last section under every comment is the LOC consideration. So here you'll find the LOC's discussion and decision on how to address each comment. This section will also inform you if the LOC decided to make any changes to the proposed law based on the comments that were received. So on page 9 of your packet, you'll see a redlined draft that demonstrates the changes the LOC made based on the public comments received. The LOC decided to make one change to the proposed amendments to the law. So if you look on page 10 of your packet, on line 54 of the redlined draft, you will see that the definition for fund operator was revised. So the law now defines fund operator as the Economic Support Services Department or other department within the Governmental Services Division designated authority of the operation of the fund. The word or other area was changed to or other department to remove any potential confusion with a reference to area managers in the Governmental Services Division. So then on page 16 of your packet, you'll see the clean version of the proposed amendments to the law. So this illustrates what the proposed law would look like if the amendments were adopted as is. On page 23 of your packet, you'll then see what we call a red line to current draft. And this demonstrates all of the amendments to the Community Support Fund Law that the LOC is proposing, not just the ones that occurred after the public meeting like the earlier red line draft included in the packet demonstrated. Then on page 30 of your packet, you'll find the legislative analysis that has been updated based on the final change to the law made by the LOC. So there's going to be 2 separate actions that we're asking the LOC to consider today. So I'll explain the second action in better detail in a moment here. But first, we're asking the LOC to consider adopting a motion to accept the updated public comment review memorandum, a draft law, and legislative analysis.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
So now that the LOC has approved the final draft of the proposed amendments to the law, the next step in the legislative process is to request a fiscal impact statement be developed. So the Legislative Procedures Act requires that a fiscal impact statement be provided for all proposed legislation of the nation. So the fiscal impact statement is an estimate of the total fiscal year financial effects associated with the proposed legislation, and this should include startup costs, personnel, office costs, documentation costs, and an estimate of the amount of time necessary for an individual or an agency to comply with the law after implementation. So the fiscal impact statement must be completed and submitted to the LOC prior to the proposed legislation being forwarded to the business committee for consideration. The fiscal impact statement provides the business committee information on what the potential adoption of the proposed amendments to the law will cost the nation, so that the business committee can determine if adoption of the proposed amendments to the law is in the best interest of the nation. So NIDA Business Committee Resolution BC 102828, titled Further Interpretation of Fiscal Impact Statement in the Legislative Procedures Act, provides further clarification on the process for directing a fiscal impact statement be completed. So this resolution provides that upon final approval of draft legislation by the LOC, the LOC may direct the Finance Department to provide a neutral and unbiased fiscal impact statement to the LOC within 10 business days for inclusion in adoption materials. So since the LOC just approved the final draft of the proposed amendments to the Community Support Fund Law, if you look at page 39 of your packet, you will find a memo from the LOC to the Finance Department directing that a fiscal impact statement of the proposed amendments to the Community Support Fund Law be completed and provided to the LOC by February 17th, 2021. So we're now asking the LOC to consider adopting a motion to approve the fiscal impact statement request memorandum and forward to the Finance Department directing that a fiscal impact statement be prepared and submitted to the LOC by February 17th, 2021.
So moved. Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to emergency management and homeland security law amendments. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 41 of your packet. So the LOC pursued emergency amendments to the Emergency Management Homeland Security Law in March 2020 in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The emergency amendments created a COVID-19 core decision-making team and delegated them authority, which allowed that team to make exemptions to any law, policy, rule, regulation, or standard operating procedure of the nation. So the United Business Committee adopted those emergency amendments through Resolution 31720E, and those emergency amendments were set to expire on September 17, 2020. The Oneida Business Committee then extended the emergency amendments to this law for an additional six-month period beginning on September 17th through the adoption of Resolution BC 82620A. So the emergency amendments to this law will now expire on March 17th, 2021. The LOC is now pursuing the adoption of permanent amendments to the law. Since the amendments were formally added to the active files list in October 2020, the LOC has held four work meetings, some of which were held in collaboration with representatives from the following area. So the Business Committee, the Oneida Law Office, the Emergency Management Department, the Comprehensive Health Division, the Risk Management Department, Intergovernmental Affairs, the General Manager, and the Strategic Planner. The purpose of the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Law is to provide for the development and execution of plans for the protection of residents, property, and the environment in an emergency or disaster. Provide for the direction of emergency management, response, and recovery on the reservation, as well as coordination with other agencies, victims, businesses, and organizations. On December 16th, the LOC approved the proposed draft and legislative analysis and forwarded the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Law amendments to a public comment period to be held open until January 13th, 2021. So during the public comment period, three submissions of written comments were received. On January 20th, the LOC accepted the public comments in the public comment review memorandum and deferred it to a work meeting for further consideration. Later that same day, the LOC then reviewed and considered all the written comments. So on page 43 of your packet, you'll see the public comment meeting review memo that has been updated to include the LOC's consideration of the public comments that were received. The LOC determined that there should be no revision to the law based on those public comments. Then on page 50 of your packet, you'll see the redlined current draft, which demonstrates all of the proposed amendments to the law that the LOC is bringing forward. On page 59 of your packet, you'll see the clean version of the proposed amendments to the law, which again illustrates what the law would look like if the amendments were adopted as is. And then on page 66 of your packet, you'll find the legislative analysis that has been updated. So first, we're asking the LOC to consider adopting a motion to accept the updated public comment review memorandum and legislative analysis.
Motion made by Jenny. Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
Now, after the packet was published, it was brought to my attention that there was a definition in the draft that needed a slight revision. So if you look at the clean draft of the law on page 60, starting on line 48, the definition for director, we revised the title of the Emergency Management Department. It was previously titled in this law as the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Agency, and we changed that to Emergency Management Department. So we need to make this definition consistent with that change. So I'm now asking the LOC to consider adopting a motion to revise the definition for director found in section 302.3-1E to change Emergency Management and Homeland Security Agency to Emergency Management Department.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
So now that the LOC has approved that final change, and that will be the final draft of the proposed amendments to the law, the next step in the legislative process is to request that fiscal impact statement be developed. So if you look on page 77 of your packet, you'll find a memo from the LOC to the finance department directing that a fiscal impact statement of the proposed amendments to the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Law be completed and provided to the LOC by February 17th, 2021. So we're now asking the LOC to consider adopting a motion to approve the fiscal impact statement request memorandum and forward to the finance department, directing that a fiscal impact statement be prepared and submitted to the LOC by February 17th, 2021.
Motion made by Jenny. Seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carried. Moving on to the Oneida General Welfare Law Amendments, emergency amendments.
This item starts on page 79 of your packet. So the Oneida General Welfare Law was adopted by the Business Committee on an emergency basis through Resolution 8-1220-D for the purpose of providing assistance on a non-taxable basis to eligible tribal members through approved programs that promote the general welfare of the nation, including programs designed to enhance the promotion of health, education, self-sufficiency, self-determination, and the maintenance of culture and tradition, entrepreneurship, and employment. The emergency adoption of this law is set to expire on February 12, 2021. So when discussing the potential six-month extension of the emergency adoption of this law, the LOC determined that it was necessary to seek an emergency amendment to the law to better address how an improved program is adopted by the business committee in an effort to allow for more flexibility and efficiency in addressing the needs of the nation. So the emergency amendment to the law revises the definition of approved program to allow an improved program to be adopted by the business committee through resolution or law of the nation. Currently, an improved program can only be adopted by the business committee through a law of the nation. So the business committee is delegated the authority to temporarily enact emergency legislation when legislation is necessary for the immediate preservation of the public health, safety, or general welfare of the reservation population, and the amendment of the legislation is required sooner than would be possible under the Legislative Procedures Act. A fiscal impact statement and a public meeting are not required for emergency legislation. So the emergency amendment to this law is necessary for the preservation of the general welfare of the reservation population. The emergency amendment to this law will assist in more efficiently addressing the economic needs of the reservation population during the public health crisis, that is the COVID-19 pandemic, by allowing the nation more flexibility in establishing and operating approved programs that may provide assistance to tribal members on a non-taxable basis through the adoption of a resolution in addition to the adoption of a law. Additionally, observance of the requirements under the Legislative Procedures Act for the amendments to this law would be contrary to public interest, since the nation is currently experiencing the vast effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the process and requirements of the Legislative Procedures Act cannot be completed in time to ensure that the law can be amended to best assist members of the nation during this pandemic through the development of approved programs which would provide assistance to tribal members. So the emergency amendment to the law will become effective immediately upon adoption by the business committee and will remain in effect for 6 months. There will be one opportunity to extend the emergency amendments to the law for an additional 6 month period. The information that I provided for you is highlighted in the adoption memo, which is found on page 80 of your packet. So I'll walk you through the rest of the documents included in this emergency adoption packet. On page 83, you'll find the adopting resolution. So the Legislative Procedures Act requires that all legislation of the nation is adopted through a resolution. So this resolution summarizes the emergency amendment that's being proposed and highlights that the requirements of the Legislative Procedures Act have been met. Then on page 84, you'll see the statement of effect. So a statement of effect explains the impacts or conflicts adoption of a resolution would have on the nation. So this statement of effect identifies that the adoption of the resolution would not conflict with any of the nation's laws. On page 86, you'll find the legislative analysis. So again, that legislative analysis is a plain language analysis describing the important features of the legislation that's being considered and factual information to enable the LLC to make informed decisions regarding the legislation. On page 91 of your packet, you'll find the red line draft of the proposed emergency amendments that demonstrates the change to the currently effective law. On page 95 of your packet, you'll have the clean draft, which shows what the law would read if the amendments were adopted as is. So we're now asking the LOC to consider adopting a motion to approve the Oneida General Welfare Law emergency adoption packet and forward to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? None, all in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. New submissions, Audit Committee bylaws, amendments.
So this item starts on page 99 of your packet. On January 22nd, 2021, a request to add the Audit Committee bylaws to the LLC's active files list was received. The Audit Committee provided a red line draft of proposed amendments with their agenda request form. The LLC last added Audit Committee bylaws to its active files list in 2016. So the LOC has to decide whether or not to add the Audit Committee bylaws to its active files list. So the LOC has two options. The LOC may adopt a motion to add the Audit Committee bylaws to their active files list with a sponsor designated, or the LOC may adopt a motion to deny the request to add the Audit Committee bylaws to the active files list. So what we're looking today is for the LOC to make a decision and then make one of the two suggested motions.
I'll make a motion to add it to the active files list. Anybody want to take it? David? With David Jordan as the sponsor.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. With that conclusion, we are looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:18.
Second.
Motion by Marie, seconded by Daniel. All in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everybody.
I apologize for being late.